John chapter 7, verse 38 tells us, if someone believes in Jesus, out of his heart will flow living water. It's Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. Call 877-616-2396 to make your pledge of support for AFR. That's 877-616-2396. Or pledge online at AFR.net. And thank you for your support of AFR during Share-a-thon.
Hey, good morning, everybody, and welcome back to Share-a-thon here on American Family Radio. It sounds like I've got my hyped up, happy voice going on. It's because I do, and I've had 7 cups of coffee this morning, which also helps. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Share-a-thon Day 1, Tuesday, April the 11th. I'm Tim Wildman, and we're going to be here for the next couple of hours. A lot of great stuff to share with you, how God's using the ministry of American Family Radio. And joining me to do that is Ed Vitagliano. Good morning, Ed.
And good morning to you. I know you came in. You were here first thing this morning.
Yeah, with Jenna, I was on at 7. I got up at 6 a.m. Central.
And you are an owl, a night owl.
I am.
So it's always a short night for you.
It's a 5-hour sleep night for me, which makes me not responsible for what I say.
Well, all right.
Because I had little rest last night. But it's by my own choice.
Yes.
My wife and I, Allison, we're night owls, so we usually don't turn in until 11 or 12. Good morning, Fred Jackson.
Good morning. I'm kind of the opposite of you and Allison.
You're an early bird gets the worm guy, right?
I'm to bed by about 8:30 at night.
Because you get here.
I get up at 4.
Yeah, you get here at 5?
I get here at 6:30, but I get up at 4.
Yeah.
Got to milk the cows. So,
that is how you grew up, though, wasn't it, on the farm?
Grew up in the farm. You know, my grandfather had a farm, lived on the farm, and he'd come at 4 o'clock in the morning, he'd say that the chickens have to be fed. And I'd say, why?
We're just going to eat them.
You know, man's been asking that question since the dawn of time, Fred.
Yes.
Chickens have to be fed, and man asks why.
Yes.
I think that's in the Proverbs, actually. Somewhere.
And, you know, the thing is, too, cows don't take a day off.
No.
I mean, you can't just say we're going away on a vacation. Cows, you handle it.
They don't take a morning or afternoon off.
Find a way to
milk
yourself.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. All right, Christopher Woodward. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
How are you, sir?
Two people are awake and wearing khakis at 4 o'clock in the morning. Jake from State Farm and Fred Jackson.
Oh.
As yep. My inbox has shown me over the last 13 years.
Right. So, about 4 hours from the time I go to sleep, Fred's getting up.
And I start to read your emails.
And there are usually a lot of them.
That's right.
I try to give us good content for
that's
the show
right.
here. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thank you for joining us, everybody. It is day one, of Share-a-thon here on American Family Radio. And we thank you for listening. Ed, what's our theme verse? And tell us the purpose of breaking away from our regular programming for Share-a-thon.
Our spring Share-a-thon 2023 verse is from John chapter 7, verse 38. This is from the New King James Version. He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. I think that's an apt verse. Our folks who handle Share-a-thon here at American Family Radio, they pray and they seek God for a verse that will be a good expression of what we're trying to do. And the whole idea of what Jesus is saying is the power, the transforming power of the Holy Spirit flowing out of the heart as living water, the hearts of Christians, to bring life wherever the gospel goes. So it is, I think, an excellent choice for our verse, for our Share-a-thon. Now, if you have never tuned into American Family Radio or one of our Share-a-thons, you may be wondering, well, what is a Share-a-thon? It is our twice-a-year outreach to our listeners to ask for their financial support. So 3 days in the spring and 3 days in the fall, Fred, we go to our listeners and we say that we are a listener-supported network.
Yes.
We don't get federal funds. We don't get corporate sponsorships. Mm-hmm. Okay? And we wouldn't, as Tim always says, we wouldn't take money if the federal government offered it. Okay?
No.
But so we're listener-supported, right?
Listener-supported. And it is a mission of ours. We are here for our listeners. God has called us. You know, Brother Don, many years ago, saw the need as part of the AFA ministry to have a radio network. And God has blessed it. It's absolutely incredible. Technology came along at just the right time that you could build radio stations relatively cheaply. And this is the other aspect. Brother Don and Tim, as it's continued on, very responsible with the finances here at AFA. There's always been a rule. We don't move forward until you can pay for it.
Right.
And that's the beauty about Share-a-thon is it gives an opportunity for those that we serve, we at AFA serve you, to come back and say, okay, love what you're doing there, AFR. I want to support the mission. And you know what? I think people are realizing as time goes on, the mission that God has given us is just so critical. When you see where the other mainstream media is going, they are all in on the woke agenda, and I'm putting that very lightly.
Or the sin agenda, however you want
to say it. The sin agenda, yeah. Satan's agenda. Yeah. I'll go even
absolutely
that.
Absolutely anti-God.
Yes. And so here's American Family Radio, and we'll hear some testimonies, I know, shortly, from people who say, I can't get information that AFR has given me anywhere else.
Right.
I heard a testimony coming into work this morning with a lady said, we don't have TV in our house. We don't have internet in our house. What we have is American Family Radio. And I trust you guys. That's all the source that I want for to get my information, to get the preaching programs.
Right.
It's the wonderful combination of American Family Radio. You have preaching, the gospel.
Right.
That's all important. All right. Listening to David Jeremiah coming in, Turning Point this morning, coming into work just before 6 o'clock. And then we have our newscast that comes on at 6 o'clock. That's what we do. It's information. It's giving you the good news of the gospel. And then the news about what's going on in our world.
From a Christian perspective.
Christian perspective. Why you need the gospel, folks.
Right.
Because Satan is busy out there. Satan has his plan. We're gifted to be part of God's work and giving the good news out there that there isn't a plan, an eternal plan of salvation.
Well, folks, if you want to give to our spring Share-a-thon, here's the way you can do that.
And we're under a match watch.
Oh, yes, that is correct.
Yes.
Until
the
11 o'clock
National
time.
The National Share-a-thon Center is saying that in your area we have a giving match watch, Ed.
Yes,
until
right.
when?
And
when does it expire?
It expires at 11 a.m. Central Time. You've got bad weather rolling around in your brain.
Well,
this is a match watch, not a match warning, folks. This is a match watch. What do we mean by that?
They're favorable.
Some of our wonderful donors have. Given $25,000.
What?
Yes, $25,000, Tim, to match whatever you give, folks. You who are listening, whatever you give until 11 a.m. Central Time. Here's the number to call, and then I'll explain
We're
a little bit
do
more about
this stereo.
Challenge. Oh, the number?
The number to call. So are y'all all ready?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, you lead, Ed.
All right. Here's the number to call if you want to give to Share-a-thon. It is
877-616-2396.
That number again is
877-616-2396.
Or if you would like to give online safely and securely, let's say you don't like talking to people.
Right, you're antisocial.
You're antisocial. Listen, I'm that way. I don't really like talking on the phone. You can give safely and securely online at AFR.net. AFR.net, just mosey on over there, and you will be able to fill in your information and give.
I talked to somebody the other day at a place. I was trying to call and pay a bill, and they were like, you know, you don't have to call and talk to us. You can just pay it over our they didn't even want to talk to me at the place taking my money.
Well, I think that's probably more related to your personality, Chris.
Hey, I've been told I'm at my best after I've had my third pop.
And there's the first insult of the hour. If you're tallying at home, ladies and gentlemen.
I'll see myself.
Tallying at home.
How many insults are hurled during at one another during today's issues hour?
I would like to let our listeners know.
Uh-huh.
Who are considering giving, we do kind of sweeten the pot a little bit here with our spring Share-a-thon premiums.
What are premiums?
Premiums are our way of thanking you if you give in either of these two ways. We send you stuff. That's right.
What stuff are we sending, Ed?
Well,
how much do they have to give to get it?
Well, if you give a one-time gift of $150 or more, listen, the sky's the limit. You give as much as you'd like. For a one-time gift of $150 or more, you will receive the DVD, The Battle in Loudoun County, the newest episode in AFA's The Impact Series project.
It's a DVD about what happened in Loudoun County. It's a very important story.
It is. It is a powerful...
Loudoun County, Virginia.
Yes. So that is for a one-time gift of $150 or more. Or...
Mm-hmm.
I say or.
Mm-hmm.
You can become a great commission partner with a monthly gift of $30 or more. And if you do that, you will receive not only the DVD, The Battle in Loudoun County, you will also receive an AFR-branded duffel bag. Hey. And it is very cool looking.
I've been waiting for this.
Yes.
It's our AFR duffel bag.
I'm just going to tell you right now, I am going to, along with Angie May, who is one of our in leadership here at AFA, she and I came up with this idea for the duffel bag. Well,
congratulations. It's a great one.
Yeah. Because I thought, you know what I need is a duffel bag.
Yeah.
Now, I'm already.
You can't get enough duffel bags in your life, really,
no.
If you think about it. Huh?
No.
Whoever walks around and says, you know what, I've got too many duffel bags. Nobody says that.
That's right. So anyway, folks, one-time gift of $150 or more, you get the Impact Series DVD, The Battle in Loudoun County, or if you become a great commission partner with a monthly gift of $30 or more, you receive that DVD, The Battle in Loudoun County.
So what number do I call to make a generous donation to AFR and help us meet this $25,000 match?
Chris, I'm going to let you, since people don't ordinarily like to talk to you on the phone, I'm going to let you go ahead and give the number for Share-a-thon today.
Finally made it, Mom.
You did.
Thank you. Yeah, if you would like to pledge, call this number, 1-877-616-2396. That, again, is 1-877-616-2396.
What number was that again to give?
1-877-616-2396.
All right, Share-a-thon it is here on American Family Radio. Tim, Ed, Fred, and Chris. Brent Creeley at our control board. Do you know what the word duffel means, Ed?
Do I know what the word duffel means?
Well, we talked about a duffel bag, right?
Yeah.
So what does duffel mean?
I think it's made out of duffel. It's made out of duffel. I think they were originally when you were in the military, what you put all your stuff in. I don't know where the word came from, though, duffel.
A duffel is a animal skin. From Mongolia.
Well, folks, this is 100% yak skin. It's duffel bag.
Plant-based. I just told
a whopper.
Is that not what we're duffel
bag? No, I had you going
you
there.
You did have me going.
Huh?
Look glad
it means a coarse woolen cloth with a thick nap. Sporting or camping equipment.
Well, when I take a nap, it's usually thick. I'm just going to be honest.
Good. You take a duffel nap when
I take a duffel.
No, it's like camping equipment. Like, you know, that's what it's sporting, camping. That's what it means. Duffel bag.
Listen, I'm just going to say that no animals were harmed in the making of our duffel bags. And I'm going to tell you one other thing. These are not totally plant-based. These are petroleum-based because we support the fossil fuel industry.
It's just in your face from the green people. Huh? You're just all right, trivia.
Long live fossil fuels.
Friday will be Friday.
Tell us how you feel about climate change.
Yeah, all right. Okay, gentlemen. By the way, let me just thank a few people. who've called in the last little bit to make gifts, Pamela in Payden, Mississippi, Sue in Mobile, Alabama, Dale in Oakton, Indiana, Oaktown, Indiana, I should say, Suzanne in Sauce, Mississippi, Douglas called in from Elm Springs, Arkansas, Kathy from Warren, Arkansas, Lynn from Midlothian, Virginia, and Michelle from San Angelo, Texas, John from Lake Charles, Louisiana, and Janice from Pulaski, Tennessee. Just a few folks who called in the last hour or so to stand with us here during our American Family Radio Share-a-thon. Amen. All right, let's hear a listener testimony, and then we'll come back. Chris has got some news.
My name's Rob, and I'm from Louisiana, and I've been listening to American Family Radio for about 10 years now. 2 years ago, my wife and I had a daughter named Madison, and Madison happened to have Down syndrome, and we had her for 7 months. She had open heart surgery, and she didn't make it, and she passed away at 7 months old, and she was a blessing, and she was a joy to have, and I'm very grateful for the 7 months that we had with her, and she was perfect in our eyes. And I just am very thankful for the message and the ministries that support the pro-life movement and the pro-life message that American Family Radio promotes and supports. And my wife and I, just causes us a lot of pain and anguish to think that other people out there that maybe might find out they're having a special needs child or a child with certain disabilities would choose abortion. And Madison's story, you know, can be told, and one person would decide not to do that and realize the tremendous blessing and joy that special needs children are, would be a blessing to us. And I just thank American Family Radio every day for their message and their faithfulness to God and trying to do what's right and promote the things that are good and holy in this day and age.
Wow. That's, you know, there is, folks, you're listening to American Family Radio. This is our spring share-a-thon. There's a lot of pain out there in the world. There are a lot of people who are suffering, and there are a lot of people who are confused and frightened about what's going on in our country. And listen, AFR, American Family Radio, is not the answer. Okay. God is the answer, but we do our best here. We start our days off every day with devotion, and by that I mean someone reads the scripture. Oftentimes they will share what God has put on their heart. We pray. We pray for needs. We pray
for our listeners.
For our listeners. People will call, some of the ladies who get emails and take phone calls, and they will mention this caller, and we pray. We do our best to focus what we do here on Jesus Christ and being obedient to him, because we feel that it is a privilege to be working in the kingdom, to allow the message of the gospel and the truth of God's word to go out over the airwaves, to go out online, to go out with American Family News, the videos we put out, the magazines, the blogs, all that is Christ-centric, because we know how important God's word is for people to hear it and to read it and to understand it. So I'm not even going to put a pitch at the end of that, but we just leave it up to you. And Fred, one of the things I've always appreciate so much about Brother Don, the founder of this ministry and the one who had the vision for this radio network. And as you mentioned, Tim has continued that, and his children have continued that vision. They're grown-ups now with kids of their own. But one of the things that Brother Don used to say is, I remember, I've been here 27 years. You're right behind me. Brother Don would say, I'm not going to treat our listeners like children.
No.
They know the importance of this ministry. That's why it's 3 days in the spring, 3 days in the fall, and that's it, okay, for our radio share-a-thons. He said, we're going to treat our listeners like adults and make our needs known and pray that God will move upon the hearts of those who are able to give.
And that approach has been blessed now for years and years and years. You know, listen to that testimony. What came to my mind is that American Family Radio is a community. We're a community for those of us who work here, but the listeners are part of our community.
Yeah.
It's what they are. And you hear testimonies like that about how messages from American Family Radio are there to help folks going through a difficult time.
Right.
We just hear this over and over again. We don't arrange this. It goes back to what you were saying. God puts those things together.
Right.
He knows what people need at a particular time in their life. And so often the testimonies are, I just happened to turn on the radio and there was a message that I needed at that
Which
moment.
Is why I love Share-a-thon. Mm. And so, we all do.
Yeah.
Here. This is an all hands on deck 3 days.
Yeah.
But we love Share-a-thon because we are allowed the privilege of interacting with so many of our supporters, and it's a blessing to us.
Amen.
Amen. It's Tuesday, April the 11th, and it's day one of Share-a-thon here on American Family Radio. It's spring Share-a-thon. As Ed said, we have one Share-a-thon for 3 days in the spring and one 3 day Share-a-thon in the fall. Our theme, we have a theme every Share-a-thon, and it's is living water, living water. And we get this from the book of John. John chapter 7, verse 38, where Jesus says this, "He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water." And so that's where we get our theme. We hope that you know the Lord, and out of your heart flow rivers of living water. And we are under a $25,000 double your giving match until the top of the hour. So how this works, if you want to make a donation right now and have it doubled up to $25,000 because somebody else has made a generous gift or somebody or somebody's challenging, that they've said, we'll give $25,000 if it'll be matched by your listeners. And so that's what's at play right now. And so if you want to call and make a gift, that's what your donation will go to until the top of the hour. Here is the phone number. And when you call this number, you're not, and you, it rings and it's not gonna, we're not sending you to the Orient. Okay. So somebody,
not that there's anything wrong with the Orient.
No, I want to go to the Orient one day, but you know how you call some number for some company in America and you end up.
Yes, I do.
And you end up talking to somebody who says their name's
Bangladesh.
Says their name's Bill.
Yes. But you're pretty sure that
you know their real name's not Bill. Anyway, and then you start talking to them and you start talking to them in their accent.
Yes.
You know how that goes over about a 5 minute conversation? Yes. Anyway, if you call the number I'm about to give to help us meet this $25,000 match, the first place that goes, or it goes here to our studios and offices and headquarters. And most likely one of our staff will pick up the phone here at American Family Radio. So you're dialing a number right here in the good old US of A. Here's the phone number, 877-616-2396. That's the number to call us to make a gift and be as generous as you possibly can. 877-616-2396.
Yes, sir. I got to say, we in our studio, we can see Share-a-thon Central, which is down the hallway.
What is Share-a-thon Central?
That's where all our
folks
staff
are
answering the phones. I see several of them not doing anything, folks.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, we've got snacks for them out in the hallway, but we don't want them spending all day eating our food. All right? We want them answering phones. Make them work. Put them to work, folks.
All right. What's the number to make them work?
All right. 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396.
You crack that Share-a-thon whip, Ed.
That's right. Put these people to work.
That's right. All right, we'll be back momentarily with more of Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. Hope you're having a wonderful day.
Josefina from Arkansas. I am a natural life citizen of the USA from Mexico. Every day, I thank God for giving me the blessing of living in this country. About 15 years ago, by the grace of God, I came across AFR for the first time. Before that, I had no interest in voting. But thanks to you, I now am a faithful, consistent voter in local, state, and, of course, presidential elections. From the Godly Men and Women, a new program, I have learned that it is my privilege and duty to vote and that my vote does make a difference. I stopped watching the news a few months ago because they make me sick, literally. Now I get my news only from you. I also support you on a monthly basis. I love all of you without ever meeting you in person. I admire your boldness and your faithfulness to God. Thank you so very much. You are like water in the desert.
Hello, this is Tony Perkins, president of the Family Research Council here in Washington, D.C., and the host of Washington Watch, heard here on AFR. I want to encourage you to support AFR during this share-a-thon. I've seen firsthand the profound influence that American Family Association and American Family Radio have had here in our nation's capital. I believe America is stronger because of the labors of Don Wildman and now Tim Wildman and the entire AFR team. I'm proud to partner with them, and I challenge you to do the same during this share-a-thon. May God bless you, and may God bless the United States of America.
My name is Jamie, and I listen to AFR from Fayetteville, North Carolina, and it has been truly an absolute godsend. I do not own any TV set whatsoever. The radio is my lifeline of spiritual nourishment. I absolutely thank God every single day that I can listen to it throughout the day. It is my spiritual manna from heaven. Thank you so very much.
One life soon passed. Only what's done for you will last.
Thank you for partnering with AFR as we work to spread the love and truth of Jesus. Call 877-616-2396 to make your donation. Or pledge online at AFR.net.
Hey, welcome back to Share-a-thon on American Family Radio, Spring Share-a-thon, Day 1. Thank you for listening to AFR. Tim Wildman here with Ed Vitagliano, Fred Jackson, and Chris Woodward. And our Brent Creeley is our producer, and he's running the control board, sometimes out of control board, for us over there. Hey, listen, if you live in the Ruston, Louisiana area, or within driving distance of that, our good friend Dr. Frank Turek, who's on with us most Tuesdays from Frank's ministry. Help. Huh?
Cross-examined.
Oh, cross-examined.
Yeah, okay. I drew a blank there. Cross-examined. Frank will be on the campus of Louisiana Tech Baptist College tonight. No, excuse me. Louisiana Tech University. I knew that. La Tech, as it's affectionately called, is located in Ruston.
Right.
And he's going to be there tonight for a couple of hours, and he will be talking about his I Don't Have Enough Faith to Be an Atheist book. He'll be engaging with students, Christian and non-Christian. And so if you want to attend that, it's free, and it's tonight, right, Ed?
Yeah, it's at the Louisiana Tech Baptist Collegiate Ministry. So that's, I guess, the Southern Baptists have a college outreach there at Louisiana Tech University in Ruston, Louisiana. And the address for the Louisiana Tech Baptist Collegiate Ministry is 801 West Alabama Avenue in Ruston.
Yeah.
801 West Alabama Avenue in Ruston.
So if you you can go to Frank's website and find out all the information,
right,
as well. So Dr. Frank Turek, T-U-R-E-K, tonight on campus at Louisiana Tech University. Tim, with Ed, Fred, and Chris. Joining us now is another good friend of our ministry, Sandy Rios. And Sandy has her podcast here on AFR.net. Three times a week. She is Director of Governmental Affairs for the American Family Association. Good morning, Sandy.
Good morning, Tim. You guys sound all so happy this morning.
We are. We are. We all we read our Joel Osteen devotional this morning, and there is no reason why we can't take on the world. That's the way we all feel, huh?
Well, I didn't read Joel Osteen's book every day as a Friday.
Right.
I tend towards the more pessimistic side of life.
Do you really?
I am writing.
You like those dark devotionals?
I'm writing a book every day is a Monday. Suck it up. That's what I'm writing, and that should be out. That should be out next year.
Listen,
Sharon on gift.
I do not know Joel Osteen personally, and he is the butt of many jokes. I'm just kidding around.
We're just funning.
I'm sure he's a wonderful man if you know him personally. All right, so Sandy.
Yes.
It is Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. Just talk broadly, if you will. I know you're doing a podcast now, but it is on AFR.net. But just talk your 10 years or so with us here at AFR. Just talk about the impact that American Family Radio you think is having across the country, and particularly in the Christian community.
Oh, Tim, I think there's even quantifiable evidence that AFA is making a tremendous difference in this country. You know, there was a study done that showed that we were, I think, one of the top three influencers. I think it was in the 2016 or the 2016 election. That's been some time ago, but we work really hard to inform people not only about what's happening in the news, but also, weaving in what's happening spiritually. And I don't think very many Christian networks are as effective as we are. I think between AFR News, led by Fred Jackson, they do this great job of merging the news with news that's important for Christians. But it's just a powerful, I think you probably, as the president and me as one of the hosts, have no idea the impact we're having. I learned that, you know, in different ways, because we work away in a studio and we're not quite sure what's happening. But when we go out, as we did like with the AFA retreat recently,
right,
in Sylacauga, Alabama, and we see the impact, it just, it really, honestly, it brings me to tears, but it also puts me on my knees because we have such a tremendous responsibility as we talk to people to give them what's really true. It's not about us. It's not about our ego. It can't be that. It can't be that. And I don't think it is at AFR Talk.
Yeah. Sandy, have you seen, excuse me for interrupting you there. We're talking to Sandy Rios. On a really serious note, I don't know, we're kidding around, having fun and keeping it light because the Share-a-thon. But at the same time, what we see going on in our country right now, the darkness that's upon our land, not altogether, because God has His remnant, and there are people shining the light of the Lord, but the darkness is creeping over our America, and the intensity in which these, I have to describe it this way, these God haters that are out there doing the bidding of the devil. And I'm not talking about people who are just kind of misguided or lost their way or don't really know what to think about the world, or maybe they're agnostic. I'm talking about these people who they hate Jesus Christ and they hate people who follow Him. Yesterday, there was a singer, a guitarist for his name is Van Zant, for Bruce Springsteen, plays with Bruce Springsteen. He was saying that he's saying people need to be terminated for their beliefs. Basically, he was targeting conservative Christians. Van Zant?
Terminated?
Exterminated.
Wow.
Am I right?
I hadn't seen that.
Pull that up. Say Van. Isn't his last name Van Zant? He's a famous musician. Van Zant, mm-hmm. Stevie Van Zant, and is it Van Zant? And I'm asking Brent. And
I have it right here.
Okay, what did he say?
This is a headline from Hot Air. Springsteen's guitarist Van Zant tweets call to exterminate GOP cockroaches, then deletes it.
Okay, so he said that, and then he deleted it. Mm-hmm. Jane Fonda goes on The View a couple of weeks back and says, when asked about pro-lifers, she says they need to be murdered.
Mm-hmm.
She needs to be murdered. We see what happened to this young lady, the swimmer.
Riley Gaines?
Out in, she was spoke out in California. Mm-hmm. They were a mob of 15 or 20 or so people or more. Mm-hmm. Tried to physically, they did physically attack her, and they, I don't know if they were going to kill her or what. She was had to be holed up in a room for a couple hours with security just because she was talking about protecting women's sports. I'm just giving you some very public examples, Sandy, of what I'm talking about when I say the intensity against Christians in particular. We see what happened with the Christian school in Nashville. I mean, this is getting to be every day. And we're not talking about the battle of ideas necessarily. That is part of it. We're talking about physical attacks, canceling people. I mean, the spiritual warfare going on in America is intensifying, and it's very real. You want to comment on that?
Yes, I think absolutely, Tim. I think it there's no doubt. I mean, this is, evil has been unleashed. Satan is like roaring, and you could actually hear him now. And people are not being shy now about what they believe. They may have thought this in their private lives, but now they're proud of it. They tweet about it, just like the guitarist did. He's not the only one. There have been tons of statements like that from other people. It's just frightening. You should hear, there's a move in the transgender movement to, they were going to have a protest last week. It was like Day of Vengeance.
Right.
And I've seen many videos on Libs of TikTok with transgender persons encouraging others to kill people that oppose them. It is becoming dangerous.
And we saw what happened to the pro-life centers, the crisis pregnancy centers all across America last year after the Dobbs decision.
Right. Yeah, but the Department of Justice is all over that, Tim.
Yeah.
They're going to they're gonna get to the bottom of it.
Tim, the one thing that I just want to say is it's time for Christians to get serious about their faith.
Mm-hmm.
It is time for pastors to get serious about their preaching. It can't be lazy, passive business as usual. They have to understand the times, and the days are evil, and they are wicked and getting more wicked, and people need to be prepared. We have to, our spirits have to be quickened. We have to get ready because this is just, I actually think, you know, that once we can see already that this has started and it's just accelerating. And it's mm-hmm. not, it's just in the beginning stages of acceleration.
Ed,
so I think.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
But our whole, I can't say that without saying, but God knew all about this. He's prepared us for this in Scripture. He's told us. That we are, you know, we're sheep among wolves, and we're going to be eventually, many of us will give our lives. And that's part of the seriousness of your commitment to Christ. It's not something that you do culturally to make things go better or you think you're going to be prosperous. Those foolish days are over. Mm. And so it's time to, like, sit up straight, get in the Word more faithfully and prepare yourself. And the thing of it is, the good news is that the Holy Spirit is more powerful. Greater is He that is in us than He that is in the world. He will give us the strength. He will. And in the process, we're going to see more of Him, feel more of His power. We won't want to go back to Him. But as long as we're kind of weak and on the fence and not committing, it's going to be torturous. It really is. It's time to go all in.
You're listening to Sherathon on American Family Radio. We're talking, folks, about spiritual warfare in America going on, with spiritual warfare going on around the world. And this is all predicted or prophesied in the Bible. And we're seeing it play out in around the globe. But certainly we're more in tune with it here in the United States because it's our home country. And we see what's happening across the land. I mentioned spiritual darkness is enveloping many parts of our society and culture. Let me give you the phone number, folks. And Ed, I want you to comment, and Fred too. I want you to comment on this because I mentioned that the Bible prophesies about this. Maybe that's not exactly the right word. It does prophesy about this, but you read all through Scripture, there's been spiritual warfare down through the ages, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Let me give the phone number. If you want to make a gift to American Family Radio and be as generous as you can, please help us meet this $25,000 double your giving match, which goes to the top of the hour. Please help us meet that match and be as generous as you can with a gift to AFR, American Family Radio. Here's the phone number, 877-616-2396. That's the number to call to make your gift to AFR. You can call right now, 877-616-2396. Ed, you first, and then Fred, what Sandy and I are talking about here.
Well,
right now.
The genius of the New Testament, of course, it comes from the mind of God. We believe the Holy Spirit was in charge of giving to us the truth that we needed. So the Bible talks about, and Jesus prepared his church for two eventualities. And the first is that no matter where you are and no matter what age, what time you live in, there will always be spiritual warfare because you are taking a message of the gospel into enemy-occupied territory.
Who's the enemy?
The spiritual enemy. Good point. The spiritual enemy, the devil and his
The devil. You believe in the devil like a red devil with horns and a tail?
I don't believe he looks like that. I don't know what the devil looks like.
I'll only say that in a jesting way because that's the way a lot of the world mocks Christians for believing in. And what I'm saying is no, we're not talking about something comical here.
No, because when the Bible does in the use of metaphor and symbols describes Satan, he is a seven-headed dragon in the book of Revelation, a fierce and powerful and malevolent entity that is a danger to the entire world. To your point, he's not a comical little pitchfork.
We're talking serious stuff here.
We're talking serious stuff. So Christians of every age need to be prepared for the possibility of persecution. Okay. Then Jesus and the rest of the scripture talks about the end of time when, in a sense, this is the way I believe, that the Christian, those who believe in Jesus Christ, whatever you believe about the end times, you will have a conflict between evil in its purest form and holiness in its purest form. And it seems clear to me that we are headed towards something big in world history. And when people ask me this, I say one of three things is coming. It is either going to be an awakening like we have not seen before, worldwide revival like we have not seen before, or it is going to be a period of time of another dark age that might last 200, 300 years, or it's the end. One of those three things is coming because the world cannot continue on the path it is on. There's too much chaos. Societies are being ripped apart. So something big is coming. I don't know what that is, but it's looking an awful lot like what the Bible describes about the end, however you see the scripture speaking to that.
Fred? Well, and scripture, as it was in the days of Noah, so it's going to be when the Son of Man is going to come to set up his kingdom. We ought not be surprised about it. You know, we read in the New Testament Paul's missionary journeys. You know, I can't think of one town who had a welcome parade for Paul.
Oh, that's right.
It didn't happen. And, you know, it's kind of wake up, Christians. We've had it easy in this country. And in some ways, there is a benefit, I think, to the Christian community. We are now seeing very vividly that there are evil forces out there. You know, the evil forces kind of worked in the background for a long time.
We were a Christian-friendly nation for 200 years.
Yes. So, and we got kind of lax. You know, our life is easy. But all of a sudden now, I think in the last 30, 40 years, maybe even the last 20 years or so, we have seen evil unleashed. It's been cooking. It's been brewing there for a long time. And now it has just exploded on the surface. We are seeing Christians, you know, the pro-life Mark Houck in Pennsylvania. Right. His house is surrounded by FBI agents. What did this man do? He went down to the corner near a Planned Parenthood clinic in Philadelphia, and he had an encounter with somebody who worked for Planned Parenthood because they were insulting his son. He pushed him. 20 FBI agents surround his house. They take him away in handcuffs. This is America. I could read that in Russia. I could read it in China, but this was America. So now we're seeing, and something Sandy just said a minute ago really kind of triggered me. Listen, there are some Christians today that say, well, don't talk about politics. Listen, politics, politicians, lawmakers are leading the charge against Christians today with the laws that they are bringing in.
And let me just add one quick thing, and then we need to pitch back to Sandy because she's sitting patiently by. There may be some people who are saying, well, then what are we doing this for? Okay, here's the biblical principle, folks. The biblical principle that Jesus spoke is you work while it is day.
Yes.
And you work while you have the opportunity because nighttime is coming when no man can work. Mm-hmm. All right? And that was specifically addressing the time of his arrest and crucifixion. That's what I think is the application. But as a general principle, it means while you have freedom, while you have liberty, while you have opportunity, you speak the truth, you work for righteousness' sake, because the time may come, folks, when American Family Radio shut down. I mean, the forces of evil shut down churches. We don't know if that's coming in our lifetimes. It might, but you can't work then. We can work now.
Amen. Well, I just say amen and amen and amen to Sandy, Fred, and
Tim, can I jump in?
Yes. Go ahead.
Could I jump in? Huh? I just want to point out that one thing that's happening everywhere is that people that were once unwilling to listen to anything about Jesus, about God, about redemption, about hope, the future, are more willing to listen. I find this in D.C. You know, I work with a lot of people where not maybe some are Christians of a different brand. They have varying different commitments. Some are not Christian at all. And I find there's a lot more boldness in our conversations from me and from others. And there's a lot more willingness to receive because I think people recognize the wheels are coming off the bus. And there really is no hope. If this is not true, then where else can they go? And so I just find a real hunger, and it's time to speak up. I'm sure that's true in neighborhoods and by your friends and family. And could I please say something about the podcast? I know we're running out of time.
No, go ahead.
Okay, let me just say one of the things that we need to do, just practically speaking, as Ed said, we go about our business and we do what we can, but we still need to protect our kids, our friends, and we need to be aware. I think of a couple of podcasts I've done recently, one with Christian, our good friend Jay Christian Adams, has written a whole series on how corrupt law schools have become and how they are no longer teaching the law. One of them has a course on the law in an era of Trump. It's the kind of law schools where Alvin Bragg, I mean, these are the top 10 in the country, teaching horrible things. That's mild, by the way, the one I gave you, compared to some of them. Kevin Freeman is going to join me this week, and we're talking about our money system, the danger of going to digital currency, the terrible danger of letting the feds control this digital currency. And there's a possibility of implementing, they're trying it in Texas now, a gold-backed system where you can write a check on gold that you own. Those are just some of the ideas being floated, and people, there's nothing wrong with being wise about your money right now. Dr. John Littell did an interview with me. John has been one of the leaders against the COVID lies, and he has had his certification removed. And so he went to a board meeting in Sarasota, Florida, and he was escorted out of the building. Perfect gentleman, strong Christian. And this means that in our medical system, doctors who have an independent thought are being punished and isolated and reduced to doctors who will only follow the party line. All these things have repercussions for us. And those are the kinds of things I'm talking about on Sandy Rios 24/7.
And where can they listen to your podcast?
Well, go to AFR.net, and I'm still in the podcast lineup just as I was when I did the live morning show for 10 and a half years. So you can just find it right there. And it's on the other podcast platforms as well, Apple and Spotify and all of that. But AFR.net is our home base. And I always say the easiest way to listen is to download the app, AFR Talk app, and you can listen to the hosts all day plus the podcast. It's just, you can listen 24 hours a day, anywhere you are, and all around the world it's available. So it's Sandy Rios 24/7. So
Chris,
for our Facebook viewers, look in the comments. I've posted a link to Sandy's podcast page where you'll find her discussion with J. Christian Adams and all the other great
the radio interview, the interview she had. Just described.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Hey, Sandy, thanks so much. Take care.
Can I do one other thing? Can I do one
Absolutely.
Other
thing? You go right ahead.
Because I don't have a daily show, I can't do this. But I want to say to all of you listeners of AFR Talk, you have blessed my life so richly. And I ask you again to give generously to the American Family Radio System, to Tim, and to the work that they're doing, to the work that I'm still doing. We need your help. We need your financial help.
Amen.
And it's a good time to be generous. And you just have to call 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396.
Amen. Amen. All right, Sandy. Talk to you soon. Thanks for being on with us. God bless you.
You bet. Same to you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That's Sandy Rios.
She's powerful. Look, folks, you get all kinds of stuff like what we just discussed.
Yeah.
As good as some of the conservative outlets are, you're not going to, generally speaking, get what we just had.
Mm-hmm.
A discussion of what's happening, the who, what, when, where, how, and why of politics and culture. You also get it infused with the Christian worldview, and that is critical to understanding the context. I love what Sandy said about people being more open to the gospel and to God's word because they do see the wheels coming off. And, folks, mm-hmm. I just want to encourage you. I know that there was a lot of heavy stuff in this last half hour, but let me encourage you. When I said we're doing what we're doing because we're being obedient to the call of God, How do we know that God isn't planning to send revival to this country? If we sit back and do nothing, if we do nothing to sow seed, if we do nothing to point people to God Almighty, are we not being lax in the most critical hour in our nation's history? We have got to continue because we do not know. If God decides to wait, if the Father decides to wait to send the Son, all right, for another 100 years, 200 years, I do not want to be caught saying, well, I didn't know what God was doing, so we did nothing.
Yeah.
All right, folks, so my encouragement to you is always that despair is a sin. Despair is a sin because it discounts the power of God. If you are in despair about our culture, it is an act of unbelief. I'm not trying to condemn you. I'm just saying, get your nose into the Bible and start reading and fill your heart and mind with the scripture, because despair says God can't do anything.
Yes.
And that is not true. Nothing is impossible to God.
Amen.
I'm in preach mode now.
Mm-hmm. Preach it, brother.
Yeah.
All right. We're running out of time here for this hour. If you want to get on the $25,000 double your giving match, call right now. And be as generous as you can and pledge to AFR. You can use your credit card, your debit card. We take livestock. I mean, there's many ways that you can. We got a farm out here in our backyard. People donating goats, chickens, and horses.
That's not true, folks. but if you do donate livestock, it will be put to use.
I like bacon. I was thinking of what the food would be like at that Louisiana thing Frank said tonight. Baptist in
right.
Louisiana, come
I know.
On.
It's going to have shrimp and sausage.
You know, I try to keep this thing serious, guys.
Do you?
And, yeah, and y'all take it
then
off.
Then you have the wrong team.
And y'all take it off the tracks here, and it's up to Brother Tim to keep us on track.
You're the one who said we take livestock.
The phone number to call is 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396. And if you do 616-2396, you'll see it ends equal to the word livestock. We're going to take a short time out and be back in 5 minutes with more on AFR Share-a-thon 2023.
Faith, family, freedom. American Family Radio.